This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Republicans have proposed dozens of individual bills to tighten up New Hampshire election laws this year, but one new proposal coming forward this week would make a number of sweeping changes in what's required for voters to register and how officials are expected to verify those credentials. NHPR's Casey McDermott took a look at the bill, and she's here to give us the basics on what it entails. Hi, Casey.
Hi, Peter.
So what's the goal behind this bill?
So I talked to one of its sponsors, Regina Birdsell, a state senator from Hampstead, and she described it as a, quote, trust but verify approach. Like other Republicans who've proposed other election law changes this year, she really takes issue with the state's existing definition of domicile for voting purposes, which is basically the part of the law that determines whether someone's eligible to vote here. Right now, someone who's living in New Hampshire temporarily is allowed to vote here if they can prove that they're domiciled here, or they can sign an affidavit saying that they're domiciled here on the day of the election. Birdsell's bill would change that so that people who are in the state temporarily would not be able to vote unless they show additional types of proof that they have an intent to stay here beyond the election.
Okay, what does that mean in practical terms?
So in this case, the bill defines temporary work as anyone who's here less than 30 days for vacation, anyone who's here for short-term work, volunteering, or, quote, working to influence voters in an upcoming election. And in this case, what we're seeing is some of the kind of ongoing concerns that people have expressed around whether campaign workers or volunteers should be allowed to vote in the state's elections. It wouldn't specifically ban college students from voting here if they're not New Hampshire residents otherwise, outside of their college studies. But some people have expressed concerns that its requirements would place an extra burden on college students in terms of what they would have to show to prove that they live here.
Mm-hmm. And they'd also have to prove an intent to stay, even if they are temporary. How would, under this bill, people have to prove their intent?
So it spells out a few different ways that someone could document that. They line up in some ways with what people can already do at the polls when they're registering to vote or ahead of election day. They could show verification of residency at a college or university. They could show a lease, a motor vehicle registration, proof of utility services, and more. And if someone doesn't have proof of domicile when they register to vote, either on election day or in advance, they can still register, but they would have to make sure to return with that documentation either by mail or in person. And they would have either a 10-day or a 30-day deadline to do that, depending on how often their town hall is open.
You mentioned trust but verify earlier, so that must be the verify part.
Exactly. So that's part of it. But if that doesn't happen, if someone doesn't come back with that proof, the bill would then require local supervisors of the checklist to take additional steps to verify voters' credentials, either on their own, by calling on help from the Secretary of State's office, asking them to send a letter, or by asking local police to check in on voters who have not verified their domicile during their routine patrols.
Okay, so, but you can still vote on the same day. There are some extra documents that might be required for that. So is this really much different from what we have now?
People on both sides of this are really still sizing up its full impact, but it would be different in the specificity of the groups that would fall under the category of who's considered here for just temporary purposes. That's different. And it would also add those new layers to the verification process. It also would change the voter registration form that's used. There's a lot more language in there that some people are saying could be potentially confusing or could maybe scare away voters if they read that and they're alarmed at, you know, what's going to happen to me if I don't do this, even if they live here and should be eligible to vote. But proponents of the bill say, you know, even if that extra step is in place, that's a good thing. The state needs to do a better job of vetting who's actually voting here.
Okay. NHPR's Casey McDermott. And you can read more about this bill and all of our reporting on New Hampshire's election laws at nhpr.org. Casey, thank you very much.
Thank you.